What's good? What's good? We are back. The one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast. This is episode 164. And we're going to get into something that the Phoenix Mercury coach said about Brittney Griner and LeBron. And before we do, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up. I be dizzled up. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. What Caddy said, I need another one. Gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. 40 sold out in your store. That dizzle.
Do you dizzle? Yes, I dizzle. Dizzle premium luxury liqueur, a mixture of agave, tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Check them out. Dizzlebrand.com. All right, so Phoenix Mercury coach came out, and I was kind of talking about WNBA the other day, so I got to get back into it. I can't believe I'm doing this much WNBA talk. Phoenix Mercury coach, I don't even know her name, can't pronounce it, came out and said that if Brittney Griner was LeBron James, she would already be out. Hold the press. Hold the press. Stop for a second. All due respect, LeBron James is not a criminal. All due respect, LeBron James is not dumb enough to try to do what Brittney Griner did. LeBron James, I would argue, is not dumb enough to break any international laws. LeBron James doesn't believe he's above laws. He follows the laws. He's an honest, decent human being from what I can see. He has a couple of views I don't agree with, but he's an honest, decent human being from what I can see. Pump the brakes. This ain't the first time Brittney Griner did this. It's the first time she got caught. I guarantee it's the first time she got caught. You know, I see people on some of these podcasts talking about allegedly. No, there ain't no allegedly. She has tried this before. She done it before, and this time she got caught. That's all it was. I don't want to hear no allegedly. I'm going off common sense, common knowledge. This ain't the first time that she tried to do it and all of a sudden she got busted. No, she's been playing over there for years. I guarantee she's been doing it for multiple years now. You know, it's the first time he got caught. And there really ain't no innocent to proven guilty no more. You know why? Because the court of public opinion has its own laws and rules and regulations. I mean, look at Johnny Depp. Old girl writes some news article saying she's been abused, beaten, and what does the court of public opinion do? Johnny Depp is a woman beater. Let's fire him. You know, so there's no innocent to prove a guilty, you know, when the court of public opinion automatically starts going in on you. Deshaun Watson, I mean, it's clearly, you know, people can say allegedly, but there's clearly some things that don't add up. Like, you can't give me a valid reason why any one person needs 66 different massage therapists, and why do they all have to be female? Some massage, first of all, most of the massage therapists that work for NFL teams or NBA teams or Major League Baseball teams, you know what they are? They're men. They're males. So when you only get female massage therapists and you're an athlete, that already says something. When you're getting 66 of them, that says something. You know, we can add two to two together and get four. These things, all you got to do is apply common sense, common knowledge. You know, like, Just the other yesterday, I was walking up to the grocery store because I like to walk every single day. That's how I stay slim. That's how I keep my weight down and keep where it's at, because I work behind a computer pretty much all day, or I'm behind here podcasting, you know. So I'm walking to the store and I look over and I'm like, whoa, somebody broke into the cafe. And it's like a big old hole in the glass. Look, you could tell like somebody was trying to get to the register. I don't know if they even got in and got to the register. All I know is I look down and there's a blood trail just going up the sidewalk. So whoever did it is not what Michael Jackson meant when he said, smooth criminal. No, they're not a smooth criminal. They're a dumb criminal like Brittany Griner. You know what I'm saying? So this is where I'm getting at. You see where I'm going, right? So they leave a blood trail all the way up the whole sidewalk. And so I put on my detective hat. You know, as I'm walking up and I see where the blood trail ends, you know, I look and I say, hey, do I see any blood in the parking lot? Well, I didn't. I really didn't see no blood in the parking lot. So I could put on my common sense hat, my detective hat, and common sense tells me, hey, they probably had a car right here. They got into a car and drove off. And the car was probably parked at the top of the corner. You know what I'm saying? They left the whole blood trail. So I don't know that police are going to use DNA for a break-in, which they might. Actually, they might. Now I think about it, they might. So, because they normally use them for rapes and murders, but they might use it for a break-in, especially if they leave DNA. If they leave DNA, they might use it for a break-in. That way they have something to compare it with later when they lock them up. But yeah, they left the DNA a mile long. You know, so, like, you're flying into Russia or flying out of Russia. Well, either way, you have an illegal substance. Like, there was a time where I used to say, I wish I was born in Japan, because my grandfather was stationed in Okinawa. My mom lived there for a while. And for Hispanics, Japan, Hapan. So I come to find out later, and actually my neighbor is part Japanese and part Hawaiian. And she agrees with me on this aspect. I come to find out later that Japan is 5 to 10 years for marijuana, if you get caught with marijuana. And my whole stance in marijuana. Now, regardless of what my stance is on marijuana in America, the rest of the world isn't America. Like, almost, we don't even have half the states legalized yet. So it's still illegal in plenty of states. You can still get a felony and a federal crime if you just cross over one border to the next. Like, if you go to North Carolina or South Carolina, I mean, I think that's a felony, just crossing over that border with any amount of weed. You know what I'm saying? So there's that. You know, you're going into Russia. Now you're going into Russia. Like, Japan is not a communist country, first of all. Let's get that out of the way. Japan is not a communist country. They're not a dictatorship, as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned, Japan is a democracy. After World War II, we put a lot of stipulations on Japan. They can't have a Navy or nothing, if I'm not mistaken. Navy or Air Force, one of those. So you're going into Russia, a communist country who has laws like Japan when it comes to weed and illegal substances. And you think you're above the law. You think it's just, that's the thing. Brittany Griner thinks she's above the law. You know, even though I don't agree with all the laws of man, I follow them. You know why I follow them? Because common sense tells me and common knowledge tells me these laws have consequences if I break them and I get caught breaking them. I mean, what are we talking about here? Are people this dumb? Are y'all really that dumb in America that y'all think breaking laws has zero consequences? And the only thing I hear in this whole Brittany Griner thing, the only theme I'm getting through this whole thing is a lack of accountability. A lack of accountability. There's a saying, if you do the crime, you do the time. It's called accountability. But I'm seeing that America's trying to eradicate accountability. Well, that shit ain't gonna work. Because you're still gonna have consequences to your actions. You're still accountable for the consequences of your actions, whether they're good actions or whether they're bad actions. So, Phoenix Mercury coach, stop it with your hypocritical double standard stance. All you're doing is glorifying and condoning being breaking laws and being a criminal. Wow, what great role models the WNBA is. Let's glorify and embrace and empower criminals. Because that's what Brittany Griner is. She's a criminal. I don't care what anybody says. This isn't the first time she's done it. It's the first time she's got caught. You know how I know? Because nobody usually gets caught the first time they do something. They usually do that thing. They usually get comfortable doing it over and over again. And then they get caught. They get too comfortable. That's what happened with Brittany here. And even though I don't agree with some of LeBron James' views, like his view on, you know, cops should let people get stabbed to death before they do anything, you know. He literally pretty much said that a cop should just let somebody get stabbed. Watch that there, sit there, watch somebody get stabbed to death, and then do their job. You know, that's why I don't totally agree with his views. But on this right here, LeBron James is not a criminal. He hasn't committed no crimes. He has one of the cleanest sheets of any athlete. I would argue that any rumors of LeBron James even cheating on his wife are probably bogus. You know, LeBron James just seems like he just totes the line. And why not? As much money as he makes and, you know, with the family he has, you know, the great family he has, why would you jeopardize and ruin that for trying to bring weed substances, THC substances, and cannabis substances into Russia when you could face 5 to 10 years? I don't feel sorry for Brittany Griner one bit. And anybody who does, all you're doing is condoning criminals. All you're doing is glorifying criminals. You're saying it's okay to be a criminal and break the laws of man. You don't have to be accountable. Well, good luck with that when somebody locks your ass up and you're facing 5 to 10 years, you know. And another thing is she hates America anyway. So now you're seeing why America is a far better country than Russia. You know why? Because if she would have did that in America, they wouldn't have locked her. Even if she tried to fly in America with that and got busted, I would argue that she wouldn't be facing 5 to 10 years. And she will probably already be out on bail. And Russia's conviction rate is 99%. Let's look up America's conviction rate. American conviction rate. Japan is 99%, but we're nowhere near that. Federal courts are 99.8%, but I would argue in like non-federal courts, our conviction rate is probably around, you know, 40 to 50%. I mean, that's just the federal. That's the thing. The feds. Where is it? Hold up. like I see one right here. What is it? A 64 conviction rate and like 72 in Israel. That's what it's probably around. Like regular conviction rates for us is probably like 60-something, 70%. Japan and Russia, which are both really heavy on their weed laws, are 99%. 99%, man. Okay, it says we're 93%. Average 84 in Texas, 82, 70 in North Carolina, 60. Yeah, so we're roughly, 50, 60, 70s. I thought so. We got conviction rates around 50, 60, 70. Russia and Japan are 99% conviction rates, and they are putting out 5 to 10 years for marijuana. So I know I don't feel sorry for Brittany Griner, who knew it was illegal to do what she did. I guarantee it wasn't the first time she's done it. It's just the first time she got caught. And who are we to say they've been detained illegally? When you breaking laws in another country, their laws are not our laws. I know we thinking Americans are invincible. We could do whatever the hell we want, whenever we want. Well, that doesn't work. That's delusion. That's some old fairy tale, imaginary, made up bullshit, bogus, horseshit. So, stop it, Phoenix Mercury coach. Because, you failed to realize and use common sense and common knowledge. And LeBron James is not dumb enough to do what Brittany Griner did. And LeBron James is also not a criminal like Brittany Griner is. I'm guaranteed she's been doing it illegally. She's been illegally transporting marijuana all through the U.S. or marijuana substances all through the U.S. Whatever it was she got caught with, she's been transporting that all through the U.S., all through Russia. She thinks she's above the law. She thinks she's invincible. Well, now you see what thinking you're invincible gets you and thinking you're above the law gets you, I lucked out and did crimes when I was young, 14, 15 years old, where I couldn't be tried as no adult. And I pretty much got a slap on the wrist. But I almost got busted for doing the same crime later. And I can tell you right now, if I would have got caught that day, you can guarantee I wouldn't have got a slap on the wrist. And that was my I quit day. That was like, nah, this ain't worth it. Because ain't none of this little petty ass shit, petty ass crimes that people commit to go to jail worth it. I mean, yes, marijuana should be legalized nationally. But guess what? It's not. It's not. I repeat, it's not. So you don't get to do what the fuck you want to do whenever the fuck you want to do it. Brittany Griner. The a la Brittany Griner. That's what's going on. I mean, shit, look what the Ball brother stole in China. He's lucky. He is so lucky. And how did he get out of that? Oh, let me throw this point up. How did he get out of that? Who helped him get out of that? Didn't Trump help him get out of that, if I'm not mistaken? I would argue if Donald Trump was president right now, Brittany Griner wouldn't be in jail still. I would argue she'd be out right now if Donald Trump was president. But this is what y'all voted in. Y'all voted in Biden, the party that's supposed to be about protecting people of color and people of LGBTQ community or whatever. Well, guess what? They don't care about y'all one bit. They just swindled you out of your vote and you get what you voted for. I mean, I guarantee Brittany Griner voted for Biden, but she should have voted for Trump. And you hate America so much? Hey, stay in a prison for 5 to 10 years in Russia. We'll see how much you hate America so much. I just know when she gets back, I don't want to hear her bitching and complaining about how bad America is. We ain't giving out 5 to 10 years for no marijuana unless you got pounds and pounds and pounds and pounds and you get caught selling it and transporting it and all that shit. But Russia don't care, man. You just a little itty bittiest, and they'll lock you up 5 to 10 years. She knew that. She wanted to ignore it. think she was above the law. She was invincible. She can't be touched, you know. And apparently you can be. And even LeBron James, I would, yes, they would have no choice but to, you know, like it would really look bad if LeBron James gets locked up in a Russian prison. But it would really look bad on LeBron James as well. I would say it would look far worse on LeBron James for getting locked up in a Russian prison than it would America for leaving him in there. I would be like, you complete freaking idiot and you moron. I thought he was being smarter than that. But guess what? He is. LeBron James is way smarter than that. LeBron James is not that dumb to do what Brittany Griner did. So let's throw that on the table. Stop it with this comparing a criminal to a non-criminal. You know? Bogus, man. We compare it. I mean, Brittany Griner ain't got but 60,000 followers. LeBron James probably got 60 million. Like, stop it, man. You're comparing apples to oranges, you know? So, and this ain't even about defending LeBron. This is about calling out bullshit, horseshit, and just hypocritical stances altogether. Because I think that's what my podcast is really became. Because, you know, I try to apply common sense. I don't apply no book smarts or no master's degree. I got a master's degree in common sense, common knowledge. So that's what I apply. You know? And the left, the Democrats, just seem to have zero common sense. So that's why I'm always having to call them out. Like I said before, it's not the Republicans are doing anything right. It's that just the Democrats are doing everything wrong. Every single thing they're doing is wrong. It's all wrong. It's all wrong. The only thing they got going for them is abortions. And the United States is 55% divided down the middle on that. Even though Democrats try to say 70% of people are against abortions, lies, lies, lies. Once again, more bullshit, more horseshit. It's 45-55. It's right down the middle pretty much. And I don't know if that abortions is a bigger issue than inflation and gas prices, what's going on with the schools, the Rogan doctrine from teachers trying to force pronouns and transgenderism on kids, and the CRT trying to shame kids, you know, because of the color of their skin, saying they're born oppressors because they're white, you know. I think those things are far bigger issues. I think the gun laws are far bigger issues, because the gun laws deal with protecting your life, and abortions deal with murdering lives, destroying lives, and killing lives, and not letting life flourish and come about into this world. You know, I would never be with just blatantly killing lives. Rapes, yeah. Incest, even then, some of the incest is consensual. So, and animals commit incest over and over again. That's the thing. That's a man-made concept, is incest. It's a man-made term, man-made analogy, because in the laws of nature, there is no incest. There's just procreating. That's all there is, you know. And once again, you know, all due respect, Brittany Griner might have been following the laws of nature like I do, like I like to, I would like to, but, you know, laws of man pretty much have far greater consequences than the laws of nature right now. They're giving far greater sentences out, you know. Laws of nature don't really give you 25 to life sentences in prison. Laws of man do. Laws of nature can get you a pine box or a grave, but they don't get you life sentences. Laws of man get you life sentences, 5 to 10 for marijuana, which is, you know, it's a freaking plant. We're giving people 5 to 10 years for possessing a plant that grows naturally and organically in the ground.
Okay.
Should we start locking people up for flowers now? For walking around with flowers and roses and tulips and daisies, you know? Because that's what it is. It's like locking people up for having roses and tulips and daisies. And once again, those My Body, My Choice abortion, pro-abortion nuts, if you ask them, is it My Body, My Choice about smoking marijuana or doing drugs or taking vaccinations, oh, they'll say that's irrelevant. No, you're being irresponsible. Oh, no, but you're being hypocritical, you know? Rather be told I'm being irresponsible than being hypocritical. I could tell you that much. Like, being hypocritical is something that I just really, really violates everything I stand for. Double standards, hypocritical stances. I try to never ever take them whatsoever. You know, I try to look from everything from a common sense, common knowledge, reality point of view. Not no fairy tales, not what I think things should be. You know, it's like my customers in the music business. Like, they all think the music business should be a certain way, but it's not. It's a whole different way. It's not the way that you think it is. So, Phoenix Mercury coach, shut up. LeBron James is not a criminal. He's not dumb enough to do what Brittany Griner did. And let's stop and pump the brakes and not act like this isn't the first time she's done this. It's just the first time she got caught. And I don't need to throw out allegedly when Russian police have a video of searching her suitcase. And I'm pretty sure they have the cartridges to go along with it. And even if somebody packed it there and you didn't know about it, oh well. Accountability. So, yeah. Let's get to another word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
You heard the lady, a company you could trust. So get marketing promotions at promopals.biz, because I don't know any companies that's been in business for 10 years with over probably 2,500 clients served and got customers ordering every single month, you know. So, and we pretty much do everything. Your one-stop shop for all forms of online marketing and promotions. So check us out, promopals.biz. Before I go, Baker Mayfield got traded to the Panthers. I don't know how I really feel about it now. I was actually kind of a Baker fan when he was with Cleveland. I don't know how I feel about it right now. I really hope Baker can come in and do something. I really do. Sam Darnold definitely ain't going to do nothing for us. I really hope Baker can do something. We got, because we're wasting Christian McCaffrey's. We're just wasting Christian McCaffrey's years. His prime years are being wasted, man. I mean, literally the greatest running back we probably ever had in a Panthers uniform, and we're wasting his prime years. So we gotta definitely do something. And the Browns, we're only paying $5 million of his salary, so it's a steal. And if even it doesn't work out, we can cut him. Or possibly trade them to Seattle, you know. So there's that. But thanks for tuning in. Once again, I'm your host, Paul Pickett, Paul Pickett Podcast. Peace, and I'm out.